time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hoganson. I'm joined this morning over the telephone by Mayor Roger Swenson of Orangeville. We've got Orangeville Days coming up. Always a lot of fun. Missed out on it last year, but this year it's back and it's stronger than ever. And it sounds like they've got a lot of fun events planned. Mayor Swenson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Now, Mayor, let's start off by talking. You know, you can't put too fine of a point on how long this has been going on, but it's been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
No, 50 years or more, probably.
So then that's a tradition. If it's 50 years or more, we're going to call it a tradition. So let's get people out there. It all kicks off on Friday, July 23rd. And what have you got on tap for them on that Friday?
Well, we have a kids' bike parade that day and a bike rodeo. That'll begin at 4 o'clock. They'll meet at the Orangeville Church on Main Street in Orangeville. That should be a really fun time for the youngsters.
And for things like that, it's just one of those things where we just show up with our bikes and get ready to go, right?
Just decorate them and have fun.
Okay. And then what else have we got rolling on Friday?
Okay, that evening, starting at 5:30, we have the lamb fry. The Humphrey brothers have been doing that for a long, long time. And if anyone loves lamb, they have to have that. So we'll have a lamb fry in the city park at 5:30.
Okay. And so we've got the lamb fry, and then I believe, is there anything else that goes on before the movie in the park on Friday night?
Yes, there's at dusk, there's a light run along the Cottonwood Creek Trail. We've been working really hard. We now have a walking, running trail along Cottonwood Creek. So there's going to be a light run along that trail.
Okay, and then that movie will take place Friday night. It's like right around dusk, isn't it?
That's correct, in the city park.
Okay, but then save up something because Saturday, you'll get rolling again Saturday morning. And what do we got going on Saturday morning out there?
At 7 o'clock in the morning in the city park, there is a breakfast that's been a tradition as well, and there'll be bacon and eggs and sausage and all the everything to go with it that morning.
So we've got that going on, and then the one that you can't have a big celebration, a two-day celebration without, right? You got to have a parade, don't you?
Absolutely. We're just glad to have this, and I was just talking with a young group that they're going to put an entry in the parade, and it's going to be a fun time.
So we've got that going on. Also, I'm looking right here at your folder here on that Saturday or on Friday night, excuse me, with the lamb fry. You're also going to have the Straight Canyon Band will be there.
Yes.
And they're always fun.
Really good and fun and nice to sit back and listen to them.
So get on out for that. Let's talk about after the parade, of course, that's when everybody can move into kind of the city park, and you'll have booths and vendors and things like that set up?
Yes, after the parade and all day long, they'll have games and activities in the city park.
Okay, and then at 2 o'clock, I've never been on one, and every time somebody starts talking about them, they sound like a lot of fun. You're going to have a poker run.
Mm-hmm. And they hand out cards as you go along a trail, and then they play poker that way.
Now, is that one of those things? Are they asking people to register for that, or is that just another show up with your four-wheeler and get your hand and go?
Yep.
Okay, so we've got that. And then at 6:30 in the park, it looks like dinner and entertainment. What are we going to have for dinner that night?
It'll be a pork dinner.
Okay, and the fee for that I've got down here, it's about $7 a plate. So, you know what? It's cheap food, it's great food, and get on out there and have fun. And then you guys are going to have fireworks this year that'll end the whole evening, aren't you?
It is, and gosh, it's been a tough year, and we're in the middle of a drought. But we ordered fireworks early in the year, and we have them, and we want to celebrate. The theme of our celebration here is moving on. We've had a couple tough years. We've had a year with COVID and all that went on with the pandemic, and now we're in the middle of a drought. And we just want to celebrate and move on and enjoy life and enjoy Orangeville. So the title, again, is Moving On 2021.
So get on out there. Are you guys still looking for entries for your parade?
Absolutely.
Okay, and they can just go to City Hall to take care of that? Is that what we're looking at?
Call into City Hall or go to City Hall, and then we'll we'll put them down.
Okay, and all this information is on your guys' Facebook page. It's just under Orangeville City, and then you can also check out their website, orangevillecity.org. Mayor Roger Swenson, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And let's head on out to Orangeville, shall we?
Thank you. Everybody come.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.